Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us
sinners now and at the hour of our death. Saint Justin, Martyr. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, children, we celebrate a wonderful martyr in the early years of the church. His name was Justin, and he wasn't always a Christian, you know. He was from a family of idolaters. They worshipped false gods. And after he had done all of his schooling, he was still curious about one thing. Who made all of this? The stars and the sun and everything. He wanted to know what caused it all, because in the religion that he learned as a child, they didn't teach him about that. So he started turning to different authors in philosophy. Later on, you might learn what philosophy is. Some of you might even take it as a class in high school or college, wherever. But he couldn't find the answer to his question. No matter how much he looked, none of the philosophers really answered who made everything. So one day he went to a very quiet place, and he wanted to say his prayers and meditate, actually, on what he was reading in philosophy. As he did so, there was an old man that just appeared out of nowhere, it seems, and he told Justin, no, you're not going to find anything about the Creator, about God, in what you're reading. So put that stuff away and read the prophets from the Bible. They'll tell you everything you need to know. And so after that, the man disappeared. But Justin took that message to heart, so he began reading the Holy Bible, sacred scripture, and the prophets. And he learned all about our Lord and all that he was to do and how God created everything. So shortly thereafter, he accepted baptism and became a Christian. And then he saw the martyrs, and he looked at them in Rome and in other places, and he thought, wow, these are really courageous and brave men and women, even boys and girls. I'd like to be like them as well. So he learned to imitate their courage and their bravery. And he eventually said, I will preach the faith, and I will never give it up, even if I should have to be cut to pieces. And so he did. So he began writing, because, you know, when you learn something, children, never forget this. If you learn something good, it's not just for yourself that you learn it. You want to pass that knowledge on to help others. That's what your teachers do. That's what your bishop does. You want to always pass it on to help others. So he did. St. Justin began writing, and he wrote to the emperor and explained the Christian faith, and there were all sorts of false accusations against Christianity. The enemies of the church said, well, the Christians killed babies and did things like that, and they never did, of course. So he explained to them what went on in the catacombs and elsewhere and how they worshiped. The emperor was so pleased with this. It didn't end the persecution, but it might have lessened it a little bit because he was so impressed. Well, eventually, St. Justin preached and to a certain man who became very angry. Then he turned him in for being a Christian, and he, along with his companions, became martyrs. What can we learn from today's saint? A simple truth, something that is very important, though. You all know, children, that you must come to Mass on Sundays, and you should do your daily rosary and your night prayers and things like that. Those are some of the things that you have to do. But do you ever read? I mean, when you're not in school, do you read about the saints? Do you read about the prophets? Do you read about anything spiritual? Because that's what will make you a saint one day. You have to learn about the saints, imitate them. Just like Justin read scriptures and was converted. And he looked at the martyrs and he was converted even more and loved God even more. So if you read about the saints, you'll learn to love them. You'll learn how they loved God, and you'll, little by little, love God more and more. That's how many saints were converted, by their spiritual reading. So, as the angel said to St. Augustine once, tole lege, take your book and read it, but pray about it too, and then you'll become a saint one day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.